Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Nancy Lindemann.
And you are with
Helping Hands of Yancey County. Good to see you again, Bruce.
It's good to see you again, Nancy. Helping Hands, this is a really neat organization. So tell us about the organization. Remind us first.
Sure thing. Helping Hands of Yancey County, we're still fairly new when you think of us as an organization. You're helping out different organizations in Yancey County. We started in 2014, and the way we raise our money that we give away is from the Fun Flea Sale each fall, each September. And so for the last 4 years, we've held this Fun Flea Sale and have raised some funds and have given away almost $50,000 now to some great nonprofits in Yancey County. In fact, there have been 13 of them so far in Yancey County where we've given away funds. Yeah.
That's really cool because basically it's just a bunch of people that got together that decided they wanted to do something.
That's right. We're all volunteers. Every one of us. About 50 volunteers each year that come back year after year. Some of them go away for the winter, winter in warm places, but come back in the early summer, late spring, early summer, and we get started on accepting donations from folks who are going to clean out their closets, clean out their attics, their garages, that stuff they've been needing to get rid of, everything from household goods to children's toys to holiday items to home decor, furniture, anything you've got that's still in good condition that you don't love anymore, but you're ready to pass it along to somebody else who might love it. And we might clean it up, dust it off a bit, and have it for sale. The last year, and we will again this year, our sale location site will be at the old Taylor Toggs building.
Okay, so you will be back there again.
We'll be back at the Micahville Loop again, and we're excited to be there. That's a great location.
So when will you actually open up and start accepting stuff? And because, I mean, you do some sales as you go along, but basically it's in the fall.
That's right. We start accepting donations. I'll be back to talk to you again, but probably around the 1st of July.
Okay.
When we all get in place and get our space set up and ready to start receiving donations. Sweet. So we'll be back to let you know when that is and encouraging everybody. But be thinking about it now. Those things you could maybe tuck away in the garage or the basement and save for us until early summer.
Okay. Of course, right now, the reason we're talking is, as you said, you've given away quite a bit of money to, I think you said, 13 different folks during the course of the years.
13 different organizations. I'll just run through those. It's
a
pretty
impressive
list. Over the last 4 years, Helping Hands of Yancey County has given to Hospice, to the Family Violence Center of Yancey County, to Homes of Hope, Allie's House, Appalachian Therapeutic Riding Center, to the Mountain Heritage High School Band for their new band uniforms. We have set up a scholarship at Malin Community College. We've given to the Yancey County Rescue Squad, Habitat for Humanity, the Substance Abuse Task Force, an organization near and dear to my heart, Girl Scout Troop 30375. What a great group of gals that is. The Tri-County Pregnancy Center and the Yancey Literacy Council. And this year, we're getting ready to think about who we may give that money to in 2018.
So how do you go about deciding?
Well, first of all, we have an application. So if any organization out there that serves Yancey County, and it might be an organization that serves both Mitchell and Yancey County as with the Substance Abuse Task Force and Habitat for Humanity. That's a two-county organization. But if you are serving people in Yancey County, then we encourage you to go and email us at helpinghandsofyanceycounty@gmail.com. helpinghandsofyanceycounty@gmail.com. No later than May 15th, and request an application. Our board for Helping Hands will receive those applications, and then we'll do a review and have some announcements to make, we hope, by about the end of May or 1st of June.
Well, that's really exciting. So if you are part of an organization that's serving Yancey County, then by all means, you should at least get an application, fill it out, and run it up the flagpole, right?
That's right. And we're looking especially for, do you have a special need in your organization coming up, a special program, some item that your organization really needs to purchase, and perhaps a grant from Helping Hands might be just the funds that are needed to help make that program or that project possible. So the application's not difficult. It's some pretty straightforward questions. Just tell us about who you are, how long you've been in existence, what your project is. We do ask for some financial information about your organization, and we'll be happy for any organization that thinks they have a worthy project to ask for an application and apply.
Okay, and again, the best way for folks to get that information is to
email helpinghandsofyanceycounty@gmail.com. Helpinghandsofyanceycounty@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to send you an application. May 15th is the deadline. So go ahead and mark the Fun Flea sale dates on your calendar, too, September 14, 15, and 16 at the Old Taylor Talks building in the Micahville Loop.
Unfortunately, it'll be here before we know it.
Oh, won't it? Although, come on spring.
Yeah, spring will just be nice. Nancy, thanks for taking a minute to tell us
about it, Bruce.
And good luck with the process.
Thanks so much. Appreciate all you do for us.
Our guest today, Nancy Lindemann of Helping Hands with Yancey County. It's good talking to you, Nancy. Thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.